Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful. You know, there's not anything better than a Saturday, is there?
I know it. It's like it's the relaxed day. Oh, that's right. We changed Saturday officially to it's no longer Saturday. We now call it Faye Day.
All right, Faye's Day. All right. That's a great idea. Yeah. I love that.
Just blow Saturday off the calendar. Just go from Friday to Faye Day to Sunday. And then that, and
okay,
then we're
that's great. Well, then it's a day for ice cream. It's a day for hot dogs. Oh, yeah, all the above.
See, now you start throwing food in there, and now all of a sudden, now it's different. Now it comes to life.
That's right. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I think that would be very appropriate.
Yes. Yeah. Saturdays have always been, you know, the nice day because, you know, you're coming off of Friday, so you've got the stress of the week just kind of like behind you. You know that you've got, you know, a couple of days ahead of you. You got Saturday and Sunday, and so you just kind of like chill out. You know, really, most people, if you've got a good Saturday, you don't have any place you have to be at a particular time. It's just kind of like roll the windows down, go for a drive, take it easy, relax. And then when you get to Sunday, then you start getting ready for Monday. So Saturday is that nice little in-between day where there's nothing after that you have to worry about. You just kind of take it easy. It's nice.
I think that sounds appropriate.
Yeah. And I remember those old school days. And I don't know if people do it anymore, but they used to on Saturdays. You'd go meet, you know, some friends at like some restaurant someplace for early morning breakfast at like, you know, 5 or 6 or some really early time. And then you'd, you know, spend like a couple hours just socializing and eating breakfast and drinking coffee and doing whatever you do. And just kind of like hanging out with, you know, your friends and stuff. I don't know if they do that anymore.
Now, I've never gotten up at 5 or 6 to go have breakfast with anybody. Now, men may do that, but I have never done that. And getting up at 5 or 6 to have breakfast is not appealing.
No.
I mean,
no.
I mean, anything after 8 o'clock, yes. Yeah. But, oh, my gosh, before 8 o'clock, my eyes would not even be open.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I'd be in my sleep.
Of course, now, when you were a kid on Saturday, you know, you'd get up at, like, you know, like early, like 6 or 7 to watch cartoons, but that was different.
Oh, but sometimes... it was just to get out to be the first one out the yard.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that's
the first one out to play.
Yeah.
You know, times have changed a lot.
Yeah. I don't know. Do kids even get out and play on Saturday anymore?
Not near as much as they should, I can assure you.
Those are good times.
I've got the bounce house up. It's ready.
Oh, it is. You know, oh, you dried out.
I didn't have it up to start with because it's so heavy. My people were giving me heck. I mean, at first it was raining too much. I was worried about the wind. And then my people were giving me all this trouble, said, oh, it'll take 4 hours, and they wanted $200 this year.
Oh, my word.
And I'm going, no, 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 that's not going to happen. I said, I'll give you $100, and I said, it's not going to take that long. You know, they had it up in 25 minutes. I mean, you know, there's a sucker born every day.
Wow.
But you got to get up early to do that to me.
Well, geez. I mean, it went from 4 hours and $200 to $100 in 25 minutes. Wow.
That's right.
That's some funky math right there.
Well, you know, it is real heavy. It weighs several hundred pounds. But once you put the air in it, then it's easy to move it. Mm. You know, once you blow it up, then it's pretty easy to move it. It's really only really heavy when it's down on the ground, you know, when it's all that plastic is layered, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So,
'cause it's just dead weight at that point.
Yeah, it's dead weight. And I knew that. And I knew that once we got it plugged in, you know, that things would go rapidly, but they didn't believe me.
I would say so. 4 hours, 25 minutes, that's a big difference.
It's a big difference.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean,
well,
they
good.
Just thought, you know. So anyway, we're ready for summer.
And the llamas are sheared, yes?
The llamas are sheared. They're smiling. And zip line, you know, it's working right now. So
wow.
We're ready for summer.
So summertime fun is in full swing at Faye's house.
That's right. And you know, we're just ready for everything.
What about summer camp? Has that ended, or is?
Oh no, summer camp will be the 29th of June.
Oh, okay, so it's coming up.
That's in New Mexico, remember?
Yes.
It's going to be in the mountains of New Mexico, in the federal forest, because it's a girls' camp. Girls come from everywhere. And it's Camp Mary White. Been there a long, long time.
And that's the one that's like 2 weeks, right?
Yes, it's a two-week camp. You camp out under the stars. Mm. You ride horses. You do all kinds of things. And it gets real cold up there at night. So in addition to a sleeping bag, you have to have really warm pajamas, extra blanket. And during the day, it's short weather and it's hot and you're having fun.
Yeah, yeah. Boy, I tell you what, there's nothing better than like warm, hot days and then nice, cool, crisp nights where you can like look up and see the stars and just be out in nature. That's the best. Oh.
Wow. Well, I think every child should go to camp. It's a fun experience. It's part of growing up. You meet a lot of new people, new kids, and you do a lot of fun things, and it's something you'll always remember.
Yeah, yeah. You'll have those memories and stories for a long time.
That's right. Hmm. And, you know, years ago, people just went to church camps. That's all you had.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had all these church camps you would go to, which was fun. But nowadays, they have a lot more to offer.
Yeah. I remember when it was like, you know, you sign up for vacation Bible school and, you know, you had I guess 5 days where you would go and just kind of like, and it was just day things, you know, you'd get dropped off in the morning and then you go home in the afternoon. Now it's like, good Lord, it's almost like it's like camp has turned into like glamping. It's like these huge, expensive, elaborate things. And it's like, wow. It's expanded with activities and for the cost.
Yeah, the cost has gone through the roof.
Yeah, it's reflected. So, but boy, summer's a good time. And gosh, we're not that far away from July 4th. And so there's another holiday coming up. And it's just, wow, this year is flying by. It's amazing.
And it seems like we go from one thing to a no deal. And, you know, we just finished Mother's Day. Then we finished Father's Day. And like you said, now July 4th is the next one, and that's all American.
Yes, yes. It is time to have a celebration and party, and it's. I think July 4th is on a Thursday this year, which means that you've got most people will take the Friday afterwards. So
you know they will.
Day. And then some people will stretch it into Wednesday. And they'll, because
how are they going to manage that with their bosses? You tell me.
Oh,
now, a couple of days you can fake, but how do you fake it all the way through?
I've already seen people have done it. I've already seen it on the books. They got tricky with their vacation, and they went ahead and put it in early. And I see people that are actually taking a week and a half. And they're taking advantage of that Thursday and Friday, and they put in for like a, quote, week of vacation because they get, you know, two extra days on top of it. They got very tricky and very creative with vacation this year.
People are pretty creative, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I wish I was that creative. I don't have
Yeah,
that.
You wish you could figure that out.
I know it. Had I figured that out 20 years ago, I'd be... You know, very, very. I could have written books about it.
Oh my gosh! Well, how about all those people at Wells Fargo? They figured out, and I didn't know that. When you're using your computer, something about the strokes, you know, they can tell that you're actually working or not. And these people were faking it at Wells Fargo and were not working. And Wells Fargo fired them all because they figured out that the keystrokes weren't right.
Really? Oh.
Yeah. They weren't even working. Now, see, I don't have any trouble believing that.
Yeah, I don't believe that either. I didn't know you could do that. I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't know there was a way to check if a person was really working on their computer, but they can.
Huh.
It's a sophisticated world.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look into that.
Are you going to look at that? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Just... I can't believe that. You're going to figure out a way to do it, right?
No, I'm going to figure out, can they actually tell what I'm doing?
They can.
Wow.
And it's that sophisticated.
Golly. I didn't know. I didn't. I really. I mean, is, I don't even know how
yeah,
it works.
Big banks, you know, had a way to check on all of them. And they weren't doing the keystrokes right, so they knew they weren't really doing anything.
Wow.
And it showed up, so they fired them. I think it's 15, 16 of them got fired.
Huh. That's interesting. Hmm.
But Wells Fargo's an interesting bank.
We'll just leave it at that, won't we?
Let's leave it at that. It's an interesting bank. Wow.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. It's a new website. It's got wonderful things on it. We've just added.
Yeah.
So it's got a lot of wonderful things on it.
Yeah.
It's a good-looking website.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. It seems like we keep coming up with different things. Hey, we should add this or we should add that.
I know. And we keep saying, one more page here, add another page there, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, gosh, it's going to get top-heavy.
Well, but we can do that because we can do these things. We have the knowledge and the technology. So
that's right.
It keeps
technology is at our fingertips.
It is. Technology has become our friend. Until it doesn't work, boy, it's like...
Then it's not.
Yes. Like, I know you've had, you know, like, when networks go down or, like, the fax machine goes down or, like, the phone system goes down, it's like, how did we survive before this?
And, you know, I don't know what happened last week. In the middle of the week, the printer went down, the fax machine went down, the scanner went down.
Yeah.
I mean, everything was down. And, then all of a sudden, not only could I send nothing out, there was no dial tone.
Oh, geez.
That one phone line was gone.
Oh.
And, you know, we had to get Frontier on the phone, and Frontier had to do research. I mean, you know. And finally they said, we will have it fixed by 9 o'clock on Thursday.
Yeah.
Well, sometime that morning, they fixed it, and then... That evening, the man came out to see about it. And I go, well, somehow you did it digitally. I said, you don't even need to see it.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, I mean, they did it somehow online and fixed it. But he was coming out to see about it, and he didn't have to do a thing.
Wow. So the guy, they fixed it. The guy didn't have to come out, but he came out anyway just to check.
He came out to check.
Wow.
And I don't know how they did it internally. But whatever was wrong, they fixed it.
Well, that's impressive.
That's how sophisticated they are now.
Yeah. Golly. It's
yeah, they don't even have to come in.
Wow. I remember when you have to call the guy, and then you'd have to wait like a week and a half, and they'll be sometime
exactly right.
Between noon and two. And you had to be there. And it was never between noon and two. It was always like five.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
They like to give you an 8-hour window.
Oh, wow. It's an 8-hour.
Where they can play around back and forth.
Oh, wow.
You know, life is just so interesting.
I know.
Now, what do you know about it? Now, if you order something, like let's say a refrigerator, and you know, they ship it to you. They come and take the old refrigerator. They charge you $50. They install the new one. But what if it's a compactor?
Oh.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah. They don't have it in writing. You don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, boy.
You get the compactor, and you say, you are going to come and install it. No, we don't install compactors. Well, now we paid you $50 to take the old one. No, it's not in the garage, so we're not taking it. I mean, you know, you're messed up from right then. It's a down day. You have been had.
Yeah.
And so then you get somebody to come over, and we figure it out. You know, we get it uncrated. Well, it's damaged.
Oh, no.
So Remember, we don't have a way to get this out of the house, the old one. So, you know the little boogie boards that little children use?
Yeah.
That have the little wheels under them? We use that to get it out of the house.
Wow.
Just put it right up on that boogie board and took it out.
I can picture that in my head, and it sounds crazy, but I got to tell you, that's very inventive. That's creative.
It was very inventive, wasn't it? I mean, nobody would help. Couldn't get it done. And we said, you know, I need a little dolly. We don't have a dolly. Well, we'll make do. That little boogie board just worked fine.
Wow. We'll make a dolly out of a boogie board.
That's right. I mean, you got to be inventive nowadays.
Wow. How creative.
Because these people will not help you. Yeah, it was pretty creative. And then we called them and told them, you know, this compactor that took you 30 days to get here. I mean, there was none in stock anywhere in the Dallas area. It had to be ordered. Took 30 days to get it, and it was damaged. So it had to go back after all this they put me through.
Wow.
All this.
So, so is it going to be another 30 days before they get another one?
No. I'm going to find one. Okay. I'm determined. I'm going to find one. I'm not going to wait 30 days and see if it's damaged, you know?
So now you're starting over, essentially.
I'm starting all over again. We can play the game again. You know, when at first it doesn't succeed, try again.
Wow. Because once wasn't enough.
Once wasn't enough. But I sure learned a lot.
Yeah, I bet.
Yes. And I learned that, you know, it's a lot of things are impossible.
Yeah, there are some things that are impossible. Although there are songs that say,
when it's impossible, you've got to work around it.
Yes, you have to find a plan B.
I find myself going to plan B a lot.
Yeah, it's more like plan B is now becoming plan A. Wow.
Right.
It's always an adventure at your place, I tell you.
It is, and my notebooks are getting full. I've got so much information.
You need to start writing all these down and start writing books.
I know. I've got three ready.
I was fixing
to say. I'm busy doing the everything else, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the Ark, you know, I've got to finish it.
Because you know there's more monsoons coming.
I know. I mean, the Gulf, this time of year, you can't trust it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, all that down there. Oh, my gosh. I don't know that I would. Houston is probably not a good place to be these days. It just seems like one
after another.
I don't
think so. They've had so much water. I don't know how they're going to survive. And that reminds me, Nationwide has announced that they're cutting out all their pet insurance coverage.
What?
Oh, my gosh. You know, they've been insuring all, everybody's pets. Everybody's got their pet insured because nowadays, you know, if they have to have surgery, it's expensive. A lot of things can go wrong on your pet. And I didn't realize that pet insurance was this big. It is big. And Nationwide says, no more. We're canceling all of our pet insurance.
Wow. That's...
I think they said they had 100,000 policies.
Really?
I mean, it was a huge amount.
Golly, are they just paying a lot? Because I see commercials and ads for these.
I think they're paying too many claims out.
Oh, wow. Goodness gracious.
They just said that it's very unprofitable to insure pets.
Yeah, why?
It's not like a house, you know, or something. You know, you may not have a claim for 10 years or maybe never. And they do law of averages. Well, the law of averages doesn't work on animals.
Wow. Boy, you know? That's surprising because I see commercials and all kinds of ads for like three and four and five different, you know, companies for like pet insurance. And it's like, wow, this must
right.
be profitable. But wow, I didn't realize that it probably isn't.
Well, Nationwide says it's not. And they're a huge company.
Yeah.
And they pay their claims. I know that.
Golly. Wow, that's kind of a surprise. What else is going on? We should probably talk about money at some point. You'll
Let's
get phone calls.
Let's talk about money. I mean, we need to talk about making money.
Yeah.
You know, we're looking at a lot of really good policies this week. Some of the best I've seen lately. We had one come in, and I don't even know where we are in the running, but the broker said this guy needs 50%. Well, heck, that'd be a heck of a deal if we can buy it for 50 cents on the dollar.
Yeah.
You know? So we put in a bid immediately. But probably somebody else got one there. They're probably just going to take one bid, whoever gets it there first, sounds like.
Oh.
So I don't know if we got ours in time, but we've bid several policies this week. We've probably bid $4 million in policies just this week.
Golly. That's
had a lot of really good ones, some 20-month, 24, 28-month. You know, that's the ones I like. So I don't know if we'll get them or not. But and then we've had, you know, several policies that matured that we've gotten paid on the monies in their accounts. So things are looking up. We just need more maturities. We're expecting some in. And then we need to get these policies bought and get people invested in them.
Wow. So these ones that you've been on this week, what, it's a couple of weeks before you'll find out, you think?
That's right. It'll be a couple of weeks probably before we know if we got them. But if we did, we're going to fill them quickly and get people's money invested. I had a man come to the office, said, Faye, do you have anything for me? He was ready to get invested.
Wow. That was a new investor?
No, this is one that we already have.
Oh, somebody who's been with you for a while. So, yeah.
Right. Well,
I would imagine probably people are, it's not a seasonal thing, though, right? I mean, life settlements are not like you have slow seasons and then upper seasons. It's just kind of like it's steady all the time, I would imagine. And it's not really, you know, because I'm thinking, okay, maybe people go on vacation and they're kind of like out of town and it's maybe slow, but none of it, it's not really a thing. It's just, there's policies always coming in. There's always policies maturing. It's just kind of like the cycle just keeps continuing.
That's right. It recycles all the time.
Yeah, recycles. That's a good way to put it. Yeah. So, all right. Full steam ahead for policies. What about annuities? We still have any kind of bonuses?
We've still got the 13% bonus. I'm sending out to a lot of people that have been sitting on the sidelines, I'm sending out them some brochures on annuities, some information on annuities. You know, it's time for a lot of people that are getting older, you know, to get this lifetime income. Because with annuities, you can take lifetime income that you can't outlive. And, of course, you know, it's compound interest. It's all tax deferral. Tax deferral is really big with me. Because if you can defer taxes, you can make a lot more money.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be taxed until you start taking it out. And then if you're not ready to retire, you may not be starting to take it out for 4 or 5 years. So it can really accumulate a lot of interest, you know, if you're not taking any money out right now. So annuities, I think, are one of the best retirement vehicles there is because it's safe. Your interest is locked in every year at the end of the year. How many other investments do they lock in your interest every year?
I can't think of any.
I can't either. And you've got guaranteed interest. You've got lifetime income. It's with a company that's been in business 100 years. So I think we've covered every base for annuities.
Yeah.
I think it's just one of the safest conservative investments that I know of.
Well, yeah, I mean, you with annuities, you have the interest locked in, so you know that. That's pretty. That's information up front. You know that for a fact. And then with life settlements, you know what you're going to make. It's just a matter of whenever the policy matures as far as when that's going to come in. The interesting thing about both of them is that they're very, I don't want to say the word controlled because they're not necessarily controlled, but you have more information. You have more information that you know for sure, whereas the stock market, it's a complete free-for-all. Anything could happen at any time. And nobody has any control over any of it. And so I guess between annuities and life settlements, I would imagine it's probably nice for investors to know that, hey, there is some information that we actually know for sure, which probably is a big attraction for a lot of people, I would imagine anyway, I would think.
Well, in life settlements, what I love about them, you know up front what you're going to make. You know right now when you start to sign up, it'll say, okay, you know, you've got this much profit. And that's what you're going to get. And lately, we've been very lucky. We've had several policies that they had waiver premium. So there was no premium to worry about. And that takes all the risk out if there's no premium. So, you know, that makes it even sweeter deal. But it's so different from the stock market. You know what you're going to make going in. You know that it's with a large life insurance company. So you know you'll get paid. With stock market, you don't know if you'll have a payday or not.
Yeah.
It depends what happens. But with this, you know you've got a definite payday. You've got a definite amount of money coming. And I can't see a downside to it.
Yeah, and people don't have to wonder if it's going to pay off because life insurance companies, they pay their claims. They're not affected. They don't discount what they pay out depending on market conditions. They've got the reserves on hand. I mean, golly, I can't think of anything that's more solid, maybe. Is that the right word?
It is solid. It's a solid investment because, remember, the bank takes care of everything. Your money is always at the bank. How many people can say that?
Yeah.
You know, and there's every safeguard in the world. The life insurance companies are worth billions of dollars, so you know you'll get your money. They're not, like he said, they're not going to ask you to discount. It's going to be 100% of what you've got coming. So, you know, there's every safeguard. When they pass away, the check comes to the bank. The bank puts it in your account. That's as safe as you can get.
Yeah. I mean, it's really straightforward. It's streamlined. There's all kinds of regulations there, so somebody can't just go rogue and just take money and, you know.
Uplift your money.
Yeah, which is nice,
and
too.
That happens at the brokerage houses all the time.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I mean, you tell stories, you know, every couple of weeks it seems like you've got another story about some broker at a brokerage house did something crazy and had some scheme and scam and stole this and did that, and none of that ever happens in life settlements. I've never heard a single story about it. So, I mean, that's a nice level of security as well. Let me ask you something, because you said something a minute ago that kind of takes me back to something else you had said a couple weeks ago about some investors who may have started sitting on the sidelines a little bit, maybe not quite invested as they used to be. The money's just kind of like sitting in their accounts. They're not really, you know, getting into policies. You had said a few weeks ago a reference about how you didn't realize, but, you know, over the years, with the time that has gone by, some of your new investors are now veterans, and they're getting to that age where it's kind of like that transition from life settlements into annuities as they go through, like, you know, getting closer to retirement and things like that. Is it one of those things? And what you said a minute ago when you were sending out the things about annuities, is that kind of what you're thinking? Is that, you know, the people who usually or used to invest heavily in life settlements maybe have taken a break, and now they're getting to that age where maybe it's time to flip over to annuities? Is that kind of what you're...
That's what I'm thinking, yes.
Okay.
Because they're sitting there with quite a bit of cash on hand, and the cash is making 4 point something, which is fine. But they could make a lot more with an annuity and be getting, the money will stack up quicker because it's tax deferred. If it's an IRA, you know, or if it's regular money, we can put it in an annuity. You'll get interest a lot more every year, and then you can start taking money out. You know, you could say, okay, I want 10% every year, 5%, you know, or I don't want anything for years, and then I'll take a lump sum. You can do a lot of things with an annuity. And then if you die, your wife gets it. That's the nice part. It's not going to be part of your estate. There's no probate on it. Because remember, this pays off when you die according to whoever your beneficiary is.
Hmm. This may be kind of a silly question, but as you're saying all this, it kind of goes through my brain. It's like, okay, if I'm an investor, and there may be different reasons, maybe I'm busy or, you know, distracted or something's going on, you know, in the personal life or whatever, and say I'm not quite as engaged. I've just got, you know, some cash sitting there. It's just going to sit there, and like you say, it gets, you know, 4%, which is fine. But if I put it in an annuity, basically the same thing's going to happen. I'm still not, I don't have to do anything. I can still just sit there. It's just instead of the money sitting in the bank, it's sitting in an annuity, which means that it has a chance to make more money. You've got the bonuses. You've got all these different opportunities. Their engagement level doesn't have to change those, I guess what I'm getting at. By getting into an annuity doesn't mean they have to do anything. They can still personally sit back and not think about it, not check anything, not get up at midnight and see if there's anything left. The engagement level is the same. It's just if it's in annuity rather than sitting in the bank, it can make more money more aggressively. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. All right. Because an annuity is slow and steady. You know, they're going to pay you every year. At the end of the year, it's going to lock in. If you need to take money out, you can. If you don't, you can just sit there and let it grow. But it's going to grow faster in annuity than any other way I know that's conservative. I mean, you know, we get you out of all the risk. If you're in the stock market and you're risking everything you've got, this is a good way to slow that risk right down to a stop.
Yeah.
And if you're with us, it gives you a chance to make more money and enjoy it more. Because if you're in your 70s now, you're going to have to start taking money out anyway. So why not put it in annuity that's tax-deferred and really enjoy the annuity? I think they'll love the annuity once they get in it. We have probably $20 million in annuities right now.
Holy moly, really?
Yeah, we've probably got $20
million. Wow, that's impressive.
It's growing all the time. It is impressive.
Golly. And, you know, you had mentioned the stock market. The annuity mirrors the stock market, but there's...
It's not invested in the stock market.
Exactly. Yeah. So if the stock market goes down, your annuity holds.
That's exactly right. It never goes down. If the stock market goes up, we mirror it so you get paid. If it stands still, you're fine. If the stock market goes down, it holds.
Yeah.
It doesn't go down.
There's that safety.
It's the best of all worlds.
Yeah. And people don't have to do anything. It's like that's
And I love that 13% bonus.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Everything you put in it for the next 3 years, you're going to make that 13% plus whatever it makes.
Yeah.
That's just the bonus up front each year.
Yeah.
Plus whatever the annuity makes, if it makes 6%, 7%, whatever it makes, you get that too. So it's a win-win situation.
I mean, that's literally mailbox money. It's just...
It is.
You don't...
It literally is.
You don't do anything. Well, I mean, I guess kind of the same thing is somewhat true with life settlements. It's not like there's any kind of engagement. It's just a matter of, you know, waiting for the policy to mature. And so the annuity is kind of like it's yearly and there are dates, you know, involved. And, you know, and so it's steady and consistent, I guess. It might be a way to put it, you know, for annuities.
I think it is. It's steady. It's not like a variable annuity over at the stock house. Those have real mutual funds in them, so you can lose real money. It can go down in an instant. This can't. It's completely different.
Yeah. Gosh, I would imagine.
And I think the bonuses are worth doing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's a big deal. It seems like, and I don't know, you know, several years ago, we didn't really talk about annuities all that much. So I don't know if maybe it was one of those things that kind of was like under the radar. It was always there, but we just didn't focus on it. Or if it's, you know, all of a sudden the surge in all these bonuses, you know, kind of like brought them back to life and put them more on the front burner, top of mind for people or what. But it just seems like annuities have become a very, very... I don't want to say hot because I don't want to make it sound like it's a trend because it's not. But Inuits seem like they're like revitalized and people are like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that, you know, there were bonuses and you could make this money. And I didn't really know a lot about annuities. And it seems like in the last couple of years, there's been a whole new excitement about annuities. Is that, do you see that on, or is that just a
weird
thing?
Yes, I do, because they're offering they keep changing annuities, making them better and better. The companies that we use have just made some new changes that's going to make it even better. They've changed the investment strategy, and it's going to be even better than it was. And then, as I said, they're still right now going to give us this 13% bonus, which they haven't given bonuses in a long time, as you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's really great because this is a great index product.
Yeah. Gosh, I mean, it's...
And remember, this is owned by Texans.
Oh, yes, good point. Good point.
It is a great point.
It's not a guy in a glass house in New York City or New Jersey or, you know, someplace.
That's right. Thank goodness it's not from New Jersey. I'd give up tonight. I'd be there out behind the barn doing these investments.
Yeah. I don't know that I'd trust that so much. But, I mean, you know, it's like we have a whole different higher level of standards, I guess, than you know, some people in a far-off place. So
that's right. Those far-off places are difficult, let me tell you.
Yeah, that's a nice way to put it.
I don't even want to drive through New Jersey.
Well, don't worry. New Jerseyans are driving here.
Yes. Wow.
Wow. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. A great website, folks.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, so every Saturday around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic today?
You're going to love it. This is about Commodore Perry and his wife.
Oh.
They built an estate in Austin, Texas. Now, Commodore Perry is not a real Commodore, by the way. He was never in the Navy. He just took that name because he liked it, and it stuck, Commodore Perry. So back in the early 1900s, about 1917, he was a big real estate developer in Austin, Texas, and he saw this lot, and it's just an old gravel lot, but it had 10 acres. So they bought it, and it made this beautiful estate in Austin, Texas. And they kept it until in the 40s. But it was like a Gatsby place. I mean, this is one of the most beautiful 10 acres of gardens and estate that you'll find anywhere. They had carved seating overlooking the sunken garden, and it was designed with marble fountains, and ooh, pools bordered the hedges. I mean, when you look at it, it's a gorgeous, gorgeous place, a place that anybody would want. It was 10,000 feet and 10 acres, and that's a pretty big start.
Yeah.
And in 1944, they sold this fabulous mansion. They decided it was too big, you know, 10,000 feet and 10 acres of grounds to keep up. And they'd had some wonderful parties. They lived the Gatsby lifestyle there. So first it went to St. Mary's, and they had a school there. So a lot of people went to school there on these grounds. And then it was a high school. It was a lot of different things. And it was on the National Historic Register in 2001.
Oh.
Well, in 2020, these developers came along. They said, we're going to restore this and make a hotel out of it.
Oh.
So they took this fabulous estate, took 6 years, and they restored it to all the glory of a long time ago. It's now a luxury little hotel. It's hidden. Nobody even knows it's there because it's behind all these bushes and the little gate and you know, nobody even knows from the street it's there. Now, there's a little golf course right across the street. It's So that just adds to it. Hancock Golf is also from the early 1900s. And so if you're staying there, you can go right across the street and golf. But this place is so fabulous. This is a place that everybody ought to go if they want a truly European experience. As you go up the winding stairway, there's these beautiful murals on the ceiling. I mean,
ooh,
fabulous.
Wow.
Yes, they restored this to the 1900s. I mean, it's fabulous. The rooms are like from 450 feet to the biggest suite is 1,500 feet.
Whoa, really?
It has two bedrooms, everything. When you go to this place, it's like walking into another world.
Wow. That sounds amazing.
It is an amazing place. The swimming pool is 50 feet.
Wow.
I mean, that gives you an idea.
Wow.
You know? So it now has 49 rooms. Almost every room has a wonderful balcony overlooking the grounds.
Wow.
The two lions heads that were at the gate are still there. They
really?
Restored all that, put them back. And as I said, the largest suite is 1,500 feet. And it's called the Commodore Perry Suite, named after the original owners. And it's got two bedrooms. It's got safari type wallpaper on it. It's a marvelous place. So I recommend that this is a place that everybody would want to go one time in their life.
Yeah.
The restaurant is so fabulous. If you stay there, you can get lunch at any time, day or night.
Wow. That's...
And then they have three Mercedes-Benz. If you need to go somewhere, you can take one of the cars.
No. Are you serious?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
And two of them are convertibles, of course.
Of course.
But you can run around town in their Mercedes.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And that big suite has a dining table that will seat six.
Oh, my word.
I mean, they have a big dining room in there. The grounds are just superb. This mansion looks just like it did years ago.
Golly. I can just imagine.
It's a fabulous place. Oh, yeah. I could go there and live.
Yes. Golly. It sounds like you go to to that one suite and never have to leave.
And you would never have to leave. I mean, it's just sitting on the grounds by the pool would be just a fabulous deal. And this one guy said when he drove up, he didn't even see it till he got there. It's so hidden.
Wow.
And it's right in the middle of Austin, and nobody realizes it's there. That's what's so fabulous.
Golly. I mean, I can imagine, how secluded it is and how quiet it is. And those are the kind of places that I love to go. And when you have, like, the fountains like that and you have all the gardens and they're manicured, and I know if it's like anything else that was built, a long time ago, like the 40s and 30s and even, back in the late 1800s, a lot of those places, when those gardens were designed, they had different fragrances for different times of years. And so I would imagine it's probably amazing to just sit out in the garden and just, just enjoy the fragrances of the natural vegetation. And I would imagine it's just fascinating. Oh, wow. What is this place called?
Commodore Perry.
Commodore Perry.
The Commodore Perry Hotel is the old Commodore Perry estate.
Wow. I'm writing this down right now.
The Commodore Perry. Anybody? Oh, and you can go and have a wedding there. You can rent out the whole thing, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine?
How cool.
It has a solarium. It has everything. Oh, and a neat thing. If the hotel staff needs to leave you a message, they have these typewriters in the rooms, and they leave the message on the typewriter.
Really?
Yes.
How cool.
And you can bring up to two pets with you.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's pretty cool. Not every place will let you do that.
And they provide a bowl for them, a bed, treats, and they even welcome children.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
And they have things for them to do.
Oh, wow. Look, I just Googled this because I couldn't stand it anymore.
You couldn't stand it?
I couldn't stand it. So while you're talking, I mean, my gosh. Yeah, I mean, this place is huge. It's this white building, and the roof is kind of like it looks like a Spanish type of roof. And these hedges are just immaculate. My God, it doesn't even look like it's a real place. It's so...
It looks like it's an estate, doesn't it?
It does.
It does not look like a hotel.
Golly, I can't imagine living like this. It's just...
I can. It would be a lot of fun.
Wow.
And it doesn't even look like a hotel.
No.
It looks like you're going to a private residence.
It does. Wow. Oh, my gosh. And the interior photos... Oh, look at that. It's like this canopy bed, and I don't want to say it's wallpaper because I can't tell, but wow, it's so immaculate, and it's got like, it's like on the ceiling and the walls and the wood floors. Wow. Talk about stepping back in time. Golly.
And do you see the staircase?
No, where's the staircase? Let me look. Let's see. Oh, wow.
This is fabulous.
I'm flipping through pictures, and there's a bathtub in the bathroom.
Oh yeah, I forgot to mention that. It's fabulous soaking bathtub.
Yes.
Too.
Oh my goodness. Oh wow. The windows and the casings around the windows and the trim and the wow. This is.
It's a bygone era. They've restored this back to the 20s. I mean, it's a fabulous, fabulous place.
Wow.
And. This is a place that everybody's going to want to go visit.
Yes. Oh, and the out in the on the stone patio. I assume it's out back, overlooking the gardens. You should see these columns. Wow, those are immaculate. I try not to like Google stuff while we're talking.
Yeah.
But boy, I couldn't stand it the way you were talking about this. And wow, even the description doesn't even do it justice. Oh, look at the fireplaces.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, it's the most fabulous place. And the people that thought this up are just geniuses.
Yeah, they are. Wow.
It took 6 years to restore this.
I'm actually, when I see the size of this thing and how nice it looks, I'm surprised it only took 6 years. That looks like it would have been a 20-year project to get it to look like this.
I know.
Holy moly.
And you know, it looks just like it did before. That's what's so amazing.
Golly.
It's
Man.
Not anything gaudy. I mean, you don't see all the signs that say hotel here, any of that.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's very much non. It has a non-commercial feel. It's just like
that's exactly right.
Yeah.
You would never know it's a hotel. Mm-mm. It's just like you're going to visit this beautiful home.
Yeah. I mean, hotels are fine. There's lots of, you know, neat, you know, technology things and elevators, but it feels very hotelish. This, it's just like an escape back in time. And wow, this place is fascinating.
And I think everybody's going to want to go visit this place.
Yeah.
Even this just, is my first choice.
Wow. I mean, the architecture in here, I have a feeling that probably this is one of those places that you can't just stay one night. You've got to stay several nights to take it all in.
You'd have to stay several nights just for the food and the ambience.
Yes.
You know, I'd want to go sit in the solarium. I'd want to go sit on the patio out there overlooking those beautiful grounds.
Yes. Wow.
And go in that big suite.
Oh, I know it. This is fascinating.
I enjoy that.
Wow. You know how I love architecture and I love history. This is like both of them at max level. Wow. This place is amazing. Golly. Even if you never left, even if you took a trip to Austin and you never did anything else, if you stayed here for like 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 days, there would be no shortage of things to do. Golly, this is amazing.
And the food will just knock you out.
Oh.
It's all one-of-a-kind foods. I mean, these chefs are the best in the world there.
Let's see. Oh, here. I wonder if I can find the... See, now I'm curious about the... Okay, dine. Let's see. Oh, wow. This is fancy. Oh, fancy.
Isn't that fancy?
Oh, wow. I don't even know what some of this is, but I see seafood. I see, oh, wow. Man, this is not where they just put a couple of things on a plate. I mean, they plate it. I mean, it is just the silverware. Is that gold silverware? I don't know what that is, but geez, that's, wow. I'm just... This is amazing. I'm surprised I haven't heard about this yet. This is...
Well, see there?
Yeah.
I always am up to date on everything wonderful.
No doubt. This is definitely going on the list of summer places to go, for sure. It's the Commodore Perry Hotel, and it's in Austin.
The Commodore Perry.
Wow. This is fascinating. Wow. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
If I ever text you and say, Faye, I can't do the show this week, I'm at the Commodore, you'll understand.
But I'm relaxing at the Commodore. I'll be here a few days.
Yeah. I'll send you a postcard. Greetings from the Commodore.
That's right. Greetings from Commodore Perry.
Wow. Man, it's not every day you stumble on something like that. That is a gem. Wow. Does everybody know about this, or is this just
new
to
me? No, they don't. That's why I decided to do the story this morning.
Wow. My word. Oh, Lord, I could just imagine how awesome, like, several days. Boy, you could just go, and I would imagine it's so quiet. You probably don't hear, you know.
Very quiet.
Yeah. Oh.
And did you see all the trees? Yes. Had every kind of tree in the world in the backyard.
Oh, I know it. I know it. And even if you look off in the distance, say you're, like, sitting on the back patio, the stone patio, or in the garden itself, even beyond the garden grounds, it's just nothing but, like, big trees for, like, as far as you can see. I mean, you can't even see, like, city. You don't see any buildings. You just see, you know, beautiful trees that have probably been there for hundreds of years. I can't imagine how peaceful this place is. I mean, I can.
Yeah. It takes you away from the hustle and bustle.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. I could imagine a couple of days at this place, you would go home, your batteries would be so recharged, and you'd be like,
that's right,
a whole new person. Wow, this is fascinating. All right, before I get lost in la-la land with vacationing and luxury, we should probably go over the risk with the life settlement. There are two, and so what's the biggest one?
The biggest risk is if it goes over, you have to pay premium. So that's why on every policy we do, we tell you up front how much the premium's going to be, where that you'll always know what it's going to cost if it should go over. The other one is... it is not liquid until it matures. Once it matures, it's liquid. But you can't spend any of that money until it matures.
Okay. And people do have to be accredited in order to do a life settlement.
They must be accredited. In order to be accredited, they must make $200,000 a year, or they must be worth $1 million, and that is without their home.
Okay. And there, it is worth pointing out that sometimes people will go and do some rough math in their head. You've had this happen before, I think, where people have thought, yeah, gosh, we're really interested in a life settlement. You know, it's very conservative. We know, you know, the profits are really good. We know what we're going to make, and all the benefits. They love it. But they run some rough numbers in their head, and they think, oh, we're nowhere near accredited. But then you've sat down with them, actually gone through, and come to find out that people sometimes are more than accredited. That's actually happened before, right?
That has happened twice.
Mm, yeah. So it is worth running the numbers. Even if you think that, you know, you do some rough math in your head, you think, nah, there's no way, it is worth sitting down. And that includes, you know, old 401ks, maybe from past jobs, or, you know, all kinds of things that people tend to forget about that are out there. With an annuity, there are not really a whole lot of – it's kind of a different animal a little bit. You don't have the accreditation. I mean, there are still some standards. You still have to meet
thresholds. You have some standards, but they're not as strict as a life settlement.
Yeah.
As I always say, you can't say, I'm going to give you everything I've got to go into annuity. You have to have money to live on. We have to be able to show that. That you have money to pay your bills every month, and then you can invest.
Yeah. What about risk with an annuities? I don't remember you really saying much about...
I really don't think there is any great risk at all that I know of, because your money is safe inside the annuity. There's not any downside to an annuity. You're not going to lose any of this. The only time you could ever lose any money is if you took it out early and there was a penalty.
Mm.
So, you know, nobody would ever do that. I've never had anybody do that.
Yeah. And if they tried, you'd probably say, hey, if you take this out, there's a penalty. And they're probably like, oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
That's right.
So, you know, you're there to make sure.
You take your regular amount every year, and there's never a penalty.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's probably what most people do, I would imagine. Just real quick, and then finally, before I let you go, just to kind of compare the two. So for new investors that are coming in and thinking, you know, gosh, I'm not sure which one is right for me, annuity or life settlement, annuities are generally for you find that most people in their 60s are generally drawn towards annuities. Is that right?
If you're late 60s to 70s, annuity probably would fit you very good. If you're, 50, 40, 63 or 4, a life settlement would be great. And you may need both. You may say, I need income in 4 years, but I need investments now that will make money.
Okay. All right.
It depends where you're at in life.
Yeah. And you'll sit down with people and you can kind of assess, figure out their goals, where they are, where they're starting from, where they want to be, when they want to be there, how many years until they want to retire and things like that. You can kind of weigh through the different options. People don't have to come in and say, I want this and this and this. You can go through it with them, right?
That's exactly right.
All right. Okay, so I assume it's business as usual. There's no holidays. I know July 4th is coming up, but it's still a couple of weeks away. So this is a full
week. That's right. We've got time. So we will be working every day. We will be investing money to make people money. We will be taking new money in. And the other thing we never discuss, we always intend to, is if somebody needs us to buy their policy.
Ooh.
And they have cancer, we'd be glad to talk to them.
That's true. We rarely mention that. That's a good point.
We forget all the time. But if somebody here in Texas needs to sell their policy, we can buy it.
Okay.
But they must have stage 4 cancer. But we can buy it. It doesn't take very long. We just have to have all the documents from the doctor showing how sick you are.
Okay. Perfect. And all people have to do is just reach out and you'll take care of everything.
And call
else.
Us. And we will talk to you about it.
Awesome. Okay, Faye, so one last time for people to call, make an appointment, do whatever they need to do. What is your phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website's AmericanFinancialMidland.com.